Mishnah Yud. Hayavama leitachleitz v'leitis yabim. Yavama shemeres yavam may not perform chalitza or yibum ad sheyesh la shleisha chadashim until she waits at least 3 months. The reason being that we need to wait and see if she is pregnant. She certainly can't do yibum because we're not yet sure whether she will have a child, in which case there will not be an obligation of yibum. And as we know, when there's no obligation of yibum, it's forbidden to do yibum. So she can't do yibum, but why can't she do chalitza? The answer is because we learned at the beginning of this perek that the chalitza or yibum done with a pregnant woman, even if it ends up being that she does not give birth, for example, she miscarries, and therefore there is an obligation of yibum or chalitza, if the yibum or chalitza were performed whilst she was pregnant, then it is not valid, and she would need to receive it again once she miscarries. And therefore, in this case, where there is a possibility that she is pregnant, she cannot even do chalitza now, because then she might go ahead and marry somebody else, but in truth, it will come out that she is pregnant, and therefore she still requires chalitza, because the original chalitza was not valid, so she is not yet free to marry somebody else. And because of that, she cannot do chalitza either, until she waits 3 months to see if she is indeed not pregnant. V'chein kol sh'ar anoshim, and the same applies to all other women, even if they are not a shemeres yavam. From when they separate from their first husbands, lois arsu, they may not get engaged. Erusin is the same as kiddushin. It's the first stage of marriage where the man gives her money or a document and he acquires her. That's the first stage of the marriage. So a woman cannot do that stage of kiddushin, v'leyonosu, and she cannot do nisuin, which is the last stage of the marriage, the chuppah and having relations together, until they wait at least 3 months. And in this case, the reason is so that they know who is the father of the child, because it could be that she'll give birth 7 months or so after she gets married, and we won't know whether it's a 7-month-old baby from the second husband, or perhaps a 9-month-old baby from the first husband. And the Mishnah says, Echad besulois v'echad be'ulois. This applies both to women who have never had relations before, and to women who have had relations. Even though, of course, there is no reason to suspect that a woman has become pregnant, it's impossible if she hasn't had relations before. Nevertheless, this is known as a loy plug, which is a rule that when the Chachomim make a decree, they in general don't make exceptions. Even if there's a specific case where the reason for the decree won't apply, loy plug rabbonon. The Chachomim did not make the exception. Echad gerushis v'echad amonais, whether it be a woman who is divorced from her husband or widowed from her husband. Echad nesuais v'echad arusais, whether she was fully married to her husband or even if she was only after the stage of kiddushin, such that it is still forbidden for her to have had relations with her husband. And so once again, there is no reason to decree because she couldn't have been pregnant from him. Nevertheless, it's a loy plug. We do not make the exception. So according to the Tanakhama, it is not only forbidden to get married fully, to do the nisuin within 3 months, but it is also forbidden to do the kiddushin. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hanesuis is also, those who are married before, they can get engaged at least. They can't get married within 3 months, but they can do the first stage of kiddushin. And furthermore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Harusais, those women who are only engaged, so they weren't even allowed to have relations with their first husband, Yenosu, they can even get married fully within 3 months, because there is no reason that they would have become pregnant. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not say lo plug in this situation. However, there is an exception to that. Chutz min ha'arusos should be Yehuda, except for a woman who was an arusa, meaning she had gone through the stage of kiddushin with her husband in the area called Yehuda. There was a custom in the area called Yehuda that even after the stage of kiddushin only, the man and woman would be alone together. In general, that is only permitted after nisuin, but the custom in that place, Yehuda, was that even after the stage of kiddushin, they would be alone together. And therefore, there is some reason to suspect that she is pregnant from him already, because he feels comfortable with her. Alright, now a third opinion, Rabbi Yossi agrees with the first part of Rabbi Yehuda, Kla Noshim is Arsu. All women are allowed to receive Kiddushin within 3 months of leaving her first husband, as long as she does not go through the full stage of Nisuin. Chutz min ha'almana, except for a widow, for a totally different reason, Mipnei ha'ibul, because of mourning. Part of the way that she needs to mourn over her husband's death, and to respect him, is not to go and get married to somebody else straight away. And therefore, within the first 30 days, not the first 3 months, within the first 30 days, she may not get engaged to another man.